EasyAries.com, Lesson 4, Time. Tia Diva Harja, Falcha Go EasyAries.com. My name is Jarlath, and with me here is Antona.
Tia Diva.
And we're podcasting here from Siam Mills, and this is their fourth in our series of podcasts and teaching you some Irish. So we hope that you're enjoying the lessons thus far. So in the last lesson, Antona, we covered simple numbers with time, the numbers 1 to 12. And we'll just practice a little bit, Antona, just as a quick recap. So let's say if it's 8 o'clock now, can Tammy?
Tasha Hocked O'Clock. Tasha Hocked O'Clock. It is 8 o'clock.
Okay. And let's do another one. So say if it's 10 o'clock.
Tasha Jay O'Clock.
Jay O'Clock. Okay.
Tasha, it is a Jay O'Clock. 10 of the clock.
Okay.
It is 10 o'clock.
Okay, so tonight, Antona, what's tonight's lesson?
Tonight we want to add more to our time, to our clock. We want to cover the quarter past. Cahru is a word to remember. Cahru being the Irish word for a quarter.
Okay.
It's also the fraction. If you're doing maths at school, cahru, a quarter. The Irish word for a half. It is half past. We would use la. La just simply means a half of anything. Half of the clock. We'll use different words to describe the past. Nye is after. We also will use tarish. I have to admit that here at our classes we more often use nye.
Nye, and that just means past.
Past or after.
After, okay.
Lahanye would mean a half past, but when we get to the two, a quarter two, two in Irish, and in our case would say gudgee, gudgee. You'll also hear hun, but for this lesson we'll stick to gudgee, gudgee.
Gudgee. So let's have an example, Antona. So say we know 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock in Irish, Antona, is
Tasha Hain O'Clock.
A Hain O'Clock. Okay. So to take it on from here, let's say it's 1:15, or as we would say here, quarter past one. In Irish, Antona, how would you say that?
We would say Tasha Cahru Nye Hain.
Cahru Nye
Hain. Quarter past one. Tasha Cahru. It's a quarter of the clock past one.
Mm-hmm.
It's quarter past one.
So breaking that down, tashe means it is
tashe.
Cahru,
a quarter past the hour of one.
And passes inye.
Mm-hmm.
So inye means past
or after.
After, and a hien is one. So tashe cahru inye a hien.
That's it exactly, Charlie.
Okay. So let's say if it's half one or 1:30, Antona, how would you say that in Irish?
For that, we would just say the same structure again. Ta she lahanye a hen. Or using taresh, you could say ta she la taresh a hen.
La taresh a hen.
And so what we're actually saying there, it is a half.
Lahanye.
Lahanye. It's half past the hour of one.
Okay, so lah means half. Okay, and then taking it on then, if it was 1:45 or quarter to two, how would you say that in Irish?
Again, we'd try and remember a word for the quarter, cahru, and we would say ta she cahru gujee a daw. Ta she cahru gujee a daw. It is quarter to two, or it's 1:45.
So breaking that down, again, it's tashe, it is.
It is.
Cahu.
A quarter.
Goji.
Is two, T-O.
Daw.
Goji a daw.
Goji a daw is two. Okay. So just a quick recap. 1:15 in Irish is?
1:15, or quarter past one, we would say tashe cahru nye a hien.
Okay. Half one, or 1:30?
Half one, we would say tashe lahanye a hien.
Okay, and 1:45.
For 1:45 or quarter to two, we would say tashi kahru gujia do.
Okay.
Tashi kahru gujia do.
Okay, so that, and that's the same for all the numbers, for if it was like,
we're only using 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, but for all the hours it's the same structure. It's the same word for the quarter, kahru. For the half, it's always going to be la. And again, for after or past, we say inye, or we can say taresh. For two, I would normally say guji. You will see chun, hun. In some areas they pronounce it kyun, but hun. Tashi kahru hun ado. But we'll stick to our kahru guji for this lesson.
That's very much the part of the Ulster dialect.
It is.
Guji,
yeah.
And yeah.
Guji.
Okay. And right then, sure, if we want to practice a few of those, so maybe you and I can take the, assume different roles, Mr. A, Mr. B. So let's say the time is 3:30. So I asked you, Tony, in Irish, can Tammy?
Tashi lahanye a tree.
Okay.
It is 3:30.
Okay. And we'll reverse roles. Say if I say for 6:30 in English.
Can Tammy?
Tashi lahanye a she.
Shinegajira. That's exactly it.
Okay.
No, try one of the quarter twos. Jared, Ken Tommy, I want you to say it's a quarter to ten.
Okay. Tashi kahu goji ajaya club.
Shinegajira.
So that's it.
That's exactly it.
That's it. We hope that you understand how to say the times now. So maybe we can do a little quiz, Antona. For number one, I'm going to ask the time, Antona, and you're going to answer the time. And the people at home listening, if they could listen out for the time in Irish and see if they can understand it and write it in English on the worksheet there. So, for number one, Ken Tammy.
Ta she kahru in ye tree.
Okay, Ken Tammy.
Ta she kahru in ye tree.
Okay. So if you can listen out and give you a moment to figure out the time, and you should have got in English 3:15.
That's it, 3:15. Okay. 3:15.
So well done, you got that right. So number two, I'll ask the time again, and Antona will answer in Irish and see if you could work out what the English is. So, Antona, can tell me.
Tashi lahanye sha.
Okay, Ken Tammy.
Tashi lahanye sha.
Okay. So the correct answer in English should be 7:30.
That's it. That's 7:30 or 7:30.
And number three, I'll ask the time again, Antona, and if you can say the time in Irish, and the people at home can work it out in English. So, Ken Tammy.
Tashi kahru guji a doyeg.
Ken Tammy.
Tashi kahru guji a doyeg.
Okay. So you should have got there 11:45.
Or 11:45.
Quarter to 12. So well done if you got that right. We'll go to question four, and this time we'll see if you can work out these times in Irish. So 2:15 in Irish. How would you say that in Irish? Okay, so 2:15. We'll give you a moment. So you should have got, Antona, what would the answer be? 2:15 in Irish?
Ta she kahru in ye do.
Okay.
Ta she kahru in ye do.
So well done if you got that right. And the last one, Antona, in English is 4:45.
Or 4:45.
4:45. So in Irish, how would you say 4:45 in Irish? So we'll give you a moment. And what is the answer, Antona?
Tashi kahru gujia kuig.
Okay.
Tashi kahru gujia kuig.
So well done, you've got that right. And if you got them all right, congratulations. And that completes our lesson four. And we're moving on now to our phrase of the week. Antona, what's our phrase of the week this week?
Our phrase of the week is thanks be to God. In Irish, we would say buihis the gia. Wehis Legia, thanks be to God. And it would come in useful with the use of the time as well. Say, for example, you're working overtime and you're finishing at 8 o'clock, you could ask a colleague or friend, what time is it? You could respond by saying, Buenas Legia, thanks be to God.
Thanks that the work is over. I would say that quite often, actually.
And Buenas Legia.
Buenas, just the literal translation of that, Antonin. Buenas just means...
Buenas means thanks.
Thanks.
Legia. Thanks be to God.
God, and Gia is...
Gia is the Irish word for God.
God, and we know that already from...
We know that already from Gia Ditch.
Mm-hmm. So that's quite a useful one. Thank you, Antonin Gramayogat. So thank you to everyone for listening. We hope that you're enjoying these lessons and making use of them. And we're getting a good response from the website, easyirish.com. We're getting a good response from the Facebook page and from your emails and that. So please keep them coming in. And if you have any questions or any queries about any materials or anything related to Irish language or the learning of it, please do get in touch. We're more than willing to help you out. So from me, Gramina Mayogov, Slango Foyle,
Slan,
and Anmore
Arif.